I think we probably all agree that we want to be healthy, that we want to be fit. Anyone not agree with that? Wouldn't it be great if we could just focus on results and it would happen? Like, try really hard? Yes, I want a six-pack. I'm going to focus on that goal right now. I'm going to think about it. I'm going to want it. I'm going to wake up thinking about it and go to bed thinking about it. I'm going to write a reminder on my mirror that I see every morning, six pack. And by writing down that goal, I'm going to make it happen. Where you shut your eyes and you visualize the new me, the new me, the new me. And you picture yourself in your goal, with your goal, and you open your eyes, and there you are. I want that. I want that to happen. You know what the biggest problem with fitness is? And fitness goals? You have to exercise. I mean, it's a major downside to the whole fitness thing. And another downside, you have to eat properly. You have to stay away from chips. You have to stay away from chicken wings and maybe even poutine. And you have to get enough sleep. Wouldn't it be better if we could just skip that part? Skip all of it and just focus on the plans. Unfortunately, no, we can't do that. To reach your goals, you have to exercise. You have to eat properly. You have to get some sleep. And I'm not done with the bad news yet. Even then, the results will be what they will be. Your body will look like what it will look like. Your body will look like what it wants to look like. Your muscles will grow or not according to how your muscles grow. And the bad news in all of this is it's a lot of work. It doesn't matter how much you desire change. If you don't put the work in, nothing much will happen. And even if you put a lot of work into it, what will happen will happen. The bad news is we can only do what we can do. We can only work hard and do the right things, and we can't control the results. The good news is we can only do what we can do. We can only work hard and do the right things, and we can't control the results. That's the good news. We've been focusing on the wisdom of Proverbs, and our passage for today speaks to this truth. We are not in control of many things. We are not in control of as much as we think we are. Today I'm reading from Proverbs chapter 16, verses 1 to 3, and you can follow along with me as I read. We can make our own plans, but the Lord gives the right answer. People may be pure in their own eyes, but the Lord examines their motives. Commit your actions to the Lord, and your plans will succeed. You know, we can scheme all we want to. We can make plans. We can write things on the whiteboard for the desired results. We can write six-pack in soap on our mirror. But at the end of the day, we are not in control of the results. We are not in control of as much as we want to be or as much as we think we are. And what we do have is wisdom and discipline and good actions. We have all that. But at the end of the day, the way of success is letting go. Commit your actions to the Lord, and your plans will succeed. I feel like that's a tough word. Because what we want so much and so badly, we can taste it sometimes. We focus on it and we fixate on it. We can make our own plans, but the Lord gives the right answer. You know, it's interesting, in Hebrew, the word choice for plans here It does mean plans the way we think about plans, but it reveals a deeper, darker side to plans that most of us might be familiar with. The word for plans in Hebrew has at least an undertone of fixation, or cunning, or obsession. It's like these thoughts and plans that we have, we can get totally obsessed with them. We can get fixated on them, and they can consume us. Reminds me of Gollum, the character in Lord of the Rings. Remember him? Gollum? Remember? He was absolutely consumed by obtaining this ring of power. This evil power that could subdue and control and enslave, and it absolutely consumed him. He was full of scheming and machinations to get this ring, and he woke up thinking about it. He went to bed thinking about it. He dreamed about it. He talked to himself about it. He had whole conversations. My precious! It completely consumed him. His plans tortured him. That might seem like an extreme example. Not many people here are seeking a ring of power. But the things that we want, our plans, we can get obsessed by them. And most of the time, it's pointless. We get obsessed with things that we have no power to control the outcome of. We want to control what we can't, and it hurts us. We might call it anxiety, which is this state of inner turmoil. And all of us have had some experience with it. It can be a feeling of dread over what might be or what might not be. It can be feelings of dread and fear about how things might turn out. One thing we do know that is a good, healthy practice for us is to focus on controlling only what we can control. We have to let go of the other things. This is true now, and it has always been true. People have always tried to control things which can't be controlled. The wisdom of Solomon says, the way of wisdom is letting go. Commit your actions to the Lord, and your plans will succeed. You know, like all the Proverbs, this proverb is about the fear of the Lord and the application of wisdom in our lives. It's advice for those who have an ear to hear. It's a treasure chest of resources for wise living. So this is Solomon's God-inspired wisdom in life. If your actions are pleasing to the Lord, if they are actions that are motivated by the fear of the Lord and godly wisdom, you will probably succeed. The way of wisdom is holding on to the things you can control and doing them well. And the way of wisdom is letting go of things you cannot control, things that are out of your control, things that need to be given up to God. The way of wisdom is the ability to let go. As a matter of fact, and maybe ironically, it is in letting go that we find freedom to flourish. There's this important piece in all the Proverbs that's easy to misread. It's called the fear of the Lord. It gets misunderstood because people hear the word fear and rightly so think scary, mean. It's not about that. It's about knowing who we are and knowing who God is. The fear of the Lord is knowing that we are mortals and God is God. The fear of the Lord is not trying to control things we can't control, that are not up to us. The fear of the Lord is letting go of ambitions that are not healthy and good and representative of all that God has for us and His creation. That's the fear of the Lord, and it's connected to wisdom. Actually, it's one of the first parts of wisdom. It's how wisdom starts. It's the foundation. And it's all through the Proverbs. You probably know this one. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But there's so many more about the foundations of everything good coming from the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's the beginning of knowledge. It's the good path. It's the way of satisfaction. And it's security in life. The fear of the Lord is the beginning and foundation of all good things. But the fear of the Lord isn't about a God who is going to get you, who can't just wait to punish you. This is about realizing that he's waiting to pick you up, not knock you down. He's waiting to catch you. Knowing who God is and who you are and your place in the world is the fear of the Lord, and it's the ability to let go. And when we know that God is going to win, that he will triumph over evil, we know that letting go is the way of wisdom. We let go of things we can't control. We let go of those results we can't control. We let go of schemes, of plans, of obsessions, because we know that we are not God and we are not in control. The way of success is letting go. And in letting go, we find freedom. And ironically, most of the time, wise actions and letting go will lead to success. Jesus tells a story about letting go. It's called the parable of the sower. It's found in Mark chapter 4, verses 26 to 29, and it goes like this. The kingdom of God is like a farmer who scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, while he's asleep or awake, the seeds sprout and grow, but he does not understand how it happens. The earth produces the crops on its own. First a leaf blade pushes through, then the heads of wheat are formed, and finally the grain ripens. And as soon as the grain is ready, the farmer comes and harvests it with a sickle, for the harvest time has come. We can plant the seeds, we can till the soil, we can water it, we can pull weeds, but we can't make it grow. You can try if you want to. You can go out to your garden and encourage your plants to grow and maybe talk to them and ask them nicely to grow. Will you please grow faster? Or you can get angry and yell at them, grow! Come on already, grow! I'm getting tired of you not growing. You can plan on them growing. You can get fixated on it. You can want it so bad that you write it on your mirror that you want your plants to grow. But nothing will happen. It won't work. All we have are the actions, and the results need to be let go of. The way of success is letting go. Commit your actions to the Lord, and your plans will succeed. I confess to you today that I've decided to stop aging. That's my plan. I'm going to try really hard. I've decided that I don't want gray hairs anymore, so I've decided that I'm going to stop producing gray hairs. And I'm done with wrinkles. I will not tolerate them. I'm finished with them. I'm done with aging. I'm putting a stop to it. That's my plan. Anyone else have similar plans? Few people have similar plans, except in life. This is one of those things we have no control over. Aging just happens. We can take care of ourselves, we can be fit, but at the end of the day, we cannot control this. And it's not worth planning or scheming or becoming fixated on it. It's futile. It's not the way of wisdom. The way of success is letting go. Because when we let go, we experience freedom. When we let go, we are released from the bondage that we create in our minds. We are released from the anxiety of trying to control what we can't control. That's the work of gardening. We can't make the plants grow. We can plant and till the soil and water, but we can't make them grow. The way of success is wise actions and letting go. Commit your plans to the Lord, Commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. You can have plans for people you're in a relationship with. You can decide what goals you have for them, how you want them to change, how you want them to be. You can fixate on that. You can scheme. You can manipulate. But I can tell you right now, it's not going to work. All you have are your actions. And the actions of wisdom in relationships are like the parable of the sower. You can plant the seeds. You can till the soil. And you can water the ground. And the relationship will grow. But it's not up to you. That's the work of gardening. The results are up to God. We're not in control of as much as we think we are in control of. The way of success is wise actions and letting go. Commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. I'll tell you something about myself. I like to plan. I like good plans. And actually, when things change, it's hard for me. I get ridiculous sometimes. I mean, we can plan on going somewhere with the family, and if everyone changes their mind, I have a hard time with it. Because I get committed to these plans. I fixate like Gollum on his ring. It's kind of like, oh, Kevin, we were going to go to Blue Tail on Spall, but we've changed our minds. We're going to Blue Tail on Commerce. Are you okay with that? It's really difficult for me. So I try to be flexible. In life, we can make our own plans, but we have to be ready to release them, to give them up, because it's good for us. Because ultimately, we are not in control. Some of you who like to plan might be bothered a bit right now. Some of you who don't like plans might be shouting a silent yes inside. But the way of wisdom, it doesn't mean that we go through life with no direction. It doesn't mean that we never do planning. There's nothing wrong with plans. But it's the fixation on the plans, the scheming, the inability to let go. It's the temptation to control things we can't control. It's the inability to submit our plans to God. And it's the slavery that comes from bondage to our plans. The way of wisdom is the ability to let those things go. The way of wisdom is the ability to give those things up to God and realize that we are ultimately not in control. The way of wisdom is releasing those things and letting them go. Doing things according to God's purposes is about letting go, and it's about holding on. It's about giving things up to God that we can't control, that we shouldn't try to control, we have no business controlling. And it's about holding on to the wisdom of God, holding on to living a life of integrity, holding on to wise choices and behavior. I'd like to leave you with the words of the Apostle Paul from Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And that is the secret to godly success. Amen.